Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So you are an entropy controller, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes,
how
sir.
Long have you been working as an entropy controller?
I have been working more than 25 years.
More than 25 years. Tell us something about your career as
yes.
an entropy controller. How did it start? What made you decide to become an entropy controller?
When I passed the secondary exams,
mm-hmm.
and I was a beginner in the small aircraft flight. And then beginning the lesson, I was flying the glider.
Okay.
And when I finished.
You did it just for fun?
Yes, well, yes for fun. And when I did it the first method for B section, I was interested in for further for flight, and but. We had to go to the military section,
okay.
and at this time, by this time, was finished the
mm-hmm.
career. And when I finished the military service, more than 2 years, I haven't no chance for flying again, and I have to start it the school in the airport.
Okay.
Then. At first time, is I was going, I was working in a apron and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then some, I think it 2 years, after 2 years, we have to start it in the school. In the
okay, so you climbed sort of a career ladder.
Yes.
From the very bottom.
Yes.
Yeah, and where did you get your training as an entropy controller?
At 1978.
Where did it happen?
Where?
Did you go to school in Hungary or?
Yes,
did you
yes,
go?
Okay. No, yes. Here in the,
uh-huh.
in the specially Hungarian flight
education
center.
Uh-huh. How long did you study there?
It was 2 years.
2 years.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And after that?
And after that, when I finished the exam. And I was beginning in the area control center as a student.
Mm-hmm.
And at 1981, early 1981, examined
mm-hmm.
this.
And since then you've been working in the area control center?
Yes, yes. I have been working more than this.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about your working hours? Your duty hours?
Is pardon? What's one of the questions?
Yeah, your working hours, your duty hours.
Yes.
So you work one day, then you get 2 days off?
Yes, when, for example, I started the work, for example, at Monday, 7 o'clock,
okay.
until 19 o'clock, so at least it's 12 hours
mm-hmm.
in the area center. After that, we have 24 hours free,
mm-hmm.
and at Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock beginning of a shift for the night shift, and we are working to Wednesday 7 o'clock, so
okay.
also 12
mm-hmm.
years,
mm-hmm.
and after we have 36 hours free.
Okay, now let's talk a bit about aviation safety, shall we? What do you think are the major dangers, major threats to aviation safety these days?
Mm-hmm. The most dangerous problem in the flight at all,
mm-hmm.
when the two aircraft, when moving same time, same level
mm-hmm.
at this moment, and when the two aircraft is closer, less than 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very dangerous because of the two aircraft speed. It's at least 800 or 900 kilometers.
Okay.
And when they are coming opposite side, it's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make a separation at least 1,000 feet both them.
Okay. What do you think of terrorism? Is it still a great danger.
Yes, it terrorism is most dangerous as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it the problem, I think, is not controllers levels. I think it supports the airport management problems,
mm-hmm.
because they have to decide it one person from flight. So because when somebody are staying in the airplane, they have no chance at all, anything, nothing to do. So it must be the problem solved in the ground.
Uh-huh. Could you tell us something about the major, the interesting aspects of your work?
Respect or
aspects. So why do you, why do you find your work interesting?
Yes. Yes, because I am more than 50 years old.
Okay.
I think it my job. It's main job
mm-hmm.
in the next generation education and. In the simulatory and on-job training,
mm-hmm.
and but I have because I very like it at all, as you know, and it should be done.
Have there been any incidents or accidents that happened while you were on duty, or that you have heard of?
Yes, it was.
Could you pick one and talk about that?
It was a very dangerous situation some years ago when I was working in east part of Hungary
mm-hmm.
as a controller,
okay.
executive controller. And
so it was not at the Perényi Airport, was it?
No. And
was it a regional airport? Regional.
Regional. It was doesn't regional airport. It was in the sky.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So two aircraft was moving in the one point,
mm-hmm.
but one of them are requesting descent.
Okay.
But two aircraft was two different airspace. Mm-hmm. One of them was in the Hungary. Other was in the Ukraine. And. So one of them was it the 132, other was 100. So the 100 was going out of the Budapest territory,
okay.
and she was maintaining a 350.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, an opposite side from the was descending from front of 390 down to 360.
Okay.
And because of they have both opposite 350, but the was in the Hungary
mm-hmm.
and. Was in the Ukrainian.
Okay.
And
so coordination between the two units was needed.
Yes, it was good because they were coordinated with 360 for the.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a difference more than 1,000 feet.
Okay.
It was very good, but the pilot was requesting further descent. But
the pilot.
No, they.
Okay.
Yes, because it was going to Belgrade to land,
mm-hmm.
and it was too high.
Okay.
And but Ukrainian controller doesn't clear anything.
Mm-hmm.
He told the for any request, call Budapest and released.
Okay.
And the pilot started to descend because he was requesting for flight level 330. But
although he did not get the clearance.
No. Yes, but Ukrainian doesn't clear it for okay. anything. Only 360.
Mm-hmm.
And he told the pilot for any further clearance, yes, Budapest.
Yeah.
And the pilot, it's going down,
mm-hmm.
down to 330, and at the moment was 10 miles opposite side. The was 350, and the was beginning from 360 down to 330,
okay.
and it was very dangerous because it was two frequencies.
Okay.
Not one frequency, two frequencies.
Okay.
And when the pilot for the was calling me, she was a 355 descending. It was very dangerous because it was more less than 8 miles mm-hmm. opposite side.
Would you call this incident a near miss?
Yes, it was reported,
mm-hmm.
and the pilot was the trouble made it. It was.
Do you think their aircraft were equipped with TCAS?
Yes, I think it was both of them.
So that helped too?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, all right. You have just read an article about the
yes.
incident.
It's the same.
Exactly the same one.
Yes, well, but it I think it's not same, it's different because the aircraft 320 was cruising at 350 and the pilots is received the TCAS warning of the
what? Do you have to write a report when such a thing happens?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And who investigates them?
I don't know what was the finish because it I think it's a agreement between Hungarian and Yugoslavian. I don't know what was the reservation.